This is about Facebook marketing for real estate investing and wholesaling. This book right here is how I do it. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets. I give it away for free. You can actually download this for free at smartrealestatewholesaling.com. And you can also download this one at smartrealestatewholesaling.com as well too, right? This is my original book. You need to read both of them 10 to 15 times. All right, so here we go. The last final step, last but not the least, is optimizing your campaign. This is an ongoing process. There's no, you know, there's a saying in digital marketing we call always be testing. You know how people say always be creating? That's also a good thing, okay, in digital marketing, because when you create, it lives on and it continues to fund your business. So we're going to talk about creating as well. That's a part of the whole thing where you'll be creating. But traditionally, you hear always be closing, always be closing. You're the hot closer, right? But that doesn't work in digital marketing, digital age era. It doesn't work as much because people have choices. People can literally, you could be in front of them trying to sell them something, hard sell them hard on something. And they could Google your name, the name of your product, and they could read other people's reviews. The idea that they can actually do that gives them a tremendous amount of power. They have an incredible radar for BS, and they're not gonna waste time with you, or they will tell you, hey, let me call you back tomorrow, and they never call you back ever again because they've seen something better, something that resonates with them. Or they see me because when they Google information about this, they find me, right? Because I understand digital marketing, right? Or people like me, at least. You know, you may think it's just me on the internet. No, it's not. There's a lot of people. Not enough, not a lot, it's not saturated by enemies. It's enough space. Everybody's on the internet, Googling, at the dining table, on their phone, every single time. So, but you haven't realized that because you're probably stuck with old school, old traditions, and I'm here to tell you that you're watching me on a digital device. So don't argue with your destiny. Don't do it, okay? It's just not worth it. So number one, always be testing. Always be testing. You need to learn that testing is key to your success in digital marketing. Honestly, not just digital marketing, to be frank with you, but in general, in business, period. How many businesses have you heard gone under? Literally, right? Like literally just gone under in just 5 years, okay? There's different statistics that most businesses fail. 95% of businesses fail under 5 years, right? But that's not even what I'm talking about. I'm talking about businesses that went completely under, okay? After being successful, because they don't realize that it's about what have you done for me lately. You know, there's no loyalty, attention span is low, you know, so you kind of have to remind people all the time that you're the greatest at what you do. You know, you're the one that's going to serve their needs, give them value, right? So in order to do that, you kind of have to stay on top of your game. So I introduce what I call the continuing education, because you're gonna listen, internet marketing or digital marketing is very much in its infancy. Okay, it's early, you know, it's just early, massively early. Yes, a lot of billion-dollar companies right now, Google, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, all those platforms, billion-dollar platforms, right? WhatsApp, but it's still very early. We're like literally under 20 years, okay? Let me say under 30 years, because 1997, 98, I encountered internet. Most people encountered internet around that time, right? So maybe, but less than 30 years. So it's very much in its infancy. There's still a lot of development that's going to come. So number two way to really continue to optimize your campaign and this whole game for you is to really, really just stay on top of your education. And that's very easy to do in this time and age because of the availability of information, okay? Because information is everywhere, it's available everywhere, so you can stay on top. But hey, just notice that continuing education is key to your success. Always be testing, okay? Always test new stuff out. Test out a new ad creative, test out a new image, test out a new picture, see if it's getting more clicks than the other one. And it's extremely easy to do that when you set up these campaigns. When you set up campaigns, you can have multiple ad sets under it. When you set up ad sets, you can have multiple you know, I covered that in step five, right? You can have multiple ads under that ad set, testing against each other. We call them A-B split testing. You can split test features on your pages. You can split test two different ads. You can split test two different targets, right? You can say, hey, I'm going to target pre-foreclosure and target vacant houses and see which one is getting me more, which one is getting me more action for my dollars, right? You're able to optimize using that information that you get from the last step, which is tracking your campaign, and you can use that to optimize. This is an ongoing thing. There's new things coming up, there's new skills, new tactics, right? And just for pennies, you can stay on top of your game and continue to educate yourself. One of the best ways to do that is just look over my shoulder. You know, look over my shoulder. I do this on a daily basis myself with our people that work with us, right? With my brother, my business partner. So you can look over my shoulder, just come on inside, join us in the mastermind, and look over our shoulder as we do this on a daily basis. When you're simply doing this, the same activities is generating you leads. You're getting leads. Leads means contact. No contact, no leads. Expressed interest plus contact equals to leads. If somebody hasn't said, I'm willing to buy a house, a contact means nothing too, because you pick up the phone and somebody answered on the other line, that's not really a lead. It could be a contact, you can call it a contact for those of you cold calling, but that's not a lead because they haven't expressed interest in selling a piece of property. They haven't even said they have a property to sell. So a contact does not equal to lead. What I'm going to teach you here is how to generate leads. You need to be generating people that say, yes, I may be interested in getting leads. And if you're getting leads here for under $50 a piece, these are highly interested leads. You're printing money if you can do that with real estate investing. Okay, for anything under $50, somebody fill out your form. You're gonna get way less than that, but I'm just saying, anything under $50, somebody is filling out the form, and that's consistent. If you're closing $10,000 per deal, and out of every two leads, you turn one to a deal, right? So you spend $100, you get $10,000 deal. Would you do that over and over and over and over and over again? It makes sense, you would, right? And then you can close more deals, okay? So that's it with this training right here. If you want more of this and you want to take advantage of this, simply go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. If you're an investor, you need this. You can find your own deals. You don't have to depend on wholesalers, okay? If you're a wholesaler, even better. You're going to be able to use the skills to build cash buyers list, because majority of investors are not going to listen to what I just said. They would rather just not worry about marketing. If you can find them deals, they are happy. They're happy to just get those deals from you and pay you $10, $20, $30,000 just for finding those deals for them, okay? So just come on inside. When you go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, you're going to get two books absolutely for free. Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, of course, which you need to read over and over again. And then Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book, you're going to get that as well for free. And I'll take you inside so you can look over my shoulder. You have the opportunity to be able to look over my shoulder and learn how to set up everything I covered. All right, we're not going to talk as much. You just click, click, click. You'll be able to set up everything I've just covered in the past few minutes. Okay, I'll see you on the next one. Have a good one. Peace.